Well, I will just make a comment on the whole lease thing. This car I did not. This car I bought, but that was a matter of circumstances because I bought this car right when that COVID, crush was manifesting into the, it's like there were no cars on the lot because nothing was built the year or two before because of the COVID shutdowns and all that stuff and parts supplies and all. You couldn't get a car. Nobody was leasing nothing. Cars were worth way more than the lease turn-in value. But I've been leasing. I made that decision back around 2000. I said I'm not buying anymore because I want a new car every 3 years. And I like driving a nice new car. I like a warranty. I like never having to worry about anything. So I just accept the fact that I'm going to have a car payment, and this is just how life's going to be for me. And I'm always going to have a brand new car, nice new car that, by the time I'm starting to get a little tired of it, I'll just go get a new one. And it's worked out for me real good up until this last one. Here's what happens, though. I'm looking at it this way. You can either pay to get your payment the same for a lease versus a buy, you have to put a ton of money down, if you're buying. And the way I look at it is do that at the end, get a lease and then use it. And then at the end of the lease, one of two things happen. The car is not worth as much as the residual. In that case, hand it back and you won. Or it's worth way more than the residual, in which case, sell it yourself, put the money in, and then pay it off. So you win either way. And if you really, really, really like the car and you said, man, that was the best car I ever owned, well, buy it then. For the residual, especially if it's lower than it's worth, And so I just think it gives you, I get it. There's other pros and cons, but, if you're going to be, if the mileage suits you, that's the key. And you and I nowadays, probably it's fine. We're not commuting long way to work, but you've probably looked at all this. I know how you are. You probably got columns and charts and spreadsheets and all that good stuff.
Actually, no. Surprisingly not. I think I'm just at a place where I can just tell myself, hey, I'm just going to try leasing and see how it goes. But I crunched some numbers in my head, and I kind of kicked some things around. And like I said, at the end of the day, like say in a 10-year period of time, it's going to cost me a little bit more to lease. But like you said, you have that peace of mind, and you're always driving around a relatively new vehicle. And again, you don't really have to do much of anything in the way of maintenance, just oil changes. So there's definitely pros and cons, like you said. Anyway, with that, I'll let you go. Sounds like you need to get in the house. WY8M.